All right.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Happy New Year, Affinity 24. Good morning. Guys, again, a great week. A lot of things happening over the last couple of weeks with the holidays. I've been around a lot of family, a lot of friends. I know a lot of you guys have as well. Had some wonderful three-way calls come in after the show the other day. So, guys, it's good to see there's some folks out there that are just working right through the holidays, and I applaud you guys. Today's show, of course, we're Open Mic Friday, and again, Open Mic. Guys, we want to hear the results. We want to know if you spoke with a prospect, if you had a great three-way call, if you've met with a merchant. You know, now's the time to come on, talk about what you said, talk about how you went about it, give the callers. Guys, if you get just one nugget of information off of the show, it's worth it. And this is for you guys. It's for the rep base. It's for your prospects. We want to know what you're doing out there in the marketplace, and we'll hear from you. So if you're on the link today and you want to dial in, absolutely, please dial 646-716-8438. Again, 646-716-8438. Press 1 if you've got an event coming up. You know, we want to know the details. But today, you know, I want to really talk about, we've got, of course, our master, global master distributor, Mr. Jeff Giamalva, on the phone as well. But Jeff, I want to talk about not only momentum and what causes momentum in a company, why you want to be on the front end of momentum. A lot of product-based companies out there call it the tipping point. And there's a great book called The Tipping Point. If you've not read it, I highly encourage it. The tipping point, when I read it, there was some analogies in there. There was one analogy about Sharp and the fax machine. And I've talked about this before in the past, but when the fax machine first came out, it was a great technology. That fax machine, you know, it really enhanced the way people communicated. If you go back and look in the 80s, you know, instead of snail mail, the fax machine really changed the game. This was before email. And when that fax machine first came out, you know, if you bought one, who could you fax to? Nobody. Absolutely nobody. But a lot of companies that had locations on the West Coast and on the East Coast and different places, they would buy the fax machines and they would start the correspondence back and forth. And for about a year and a half, you know, they put out about 80,000 fax machines until the point where everybody had to have a fax machine. Okay? You know, we've got some similar situations. You know, that was called a tipping point, and it really went into momentum, and it just skyrocketed. You know, right now we're looking at EMV compliance, okay, and it's trickling. You know, the merchants are really starting to get in front of it. They're understanding this is the year, 2015, October. We have to be EMV compliant. The merchants have to be EMV compliant. You know, they're hearing about Apple Pay, near-field communication. You know, the iPhone 6 now has NFC on it. So anybody with an iPhone 6 is going to be able to go in and do Apple Pay. But, again, you're going to have some tipping points where EMV compliance is going to reach an area where it's not just one or two or three. Every merchant has to change the processing. And there's going to be a tipping point at the point where every merchant's going to want to participate with near-field communication, Apple Pay. And, guys, we've got some storms colliding, okay, with not only the momentum of what we're going to be building with a rep base, but, you know, I want Jeff to maybe touch a little bit. We talk about 100,000 merchants this year, and there's a certain amount of reps that we have to go into momentum to get that done. But there's a lot of things that are going to be pulling. You know, the merchants are looking for what we've got. So I think as we go into an open mic Friday, Jeff, what do you think of the subject of momentum and the tipping point?
Well, you know, Bill, hey, everybody, Happy New Year. And I second what Mr. Resides talks about is, you know, how a lot of us work through the month. And, you know, momentum is something that I really believe once you have it, you never, ever, 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 ever let it go. And I believe right now we have momentum. Now, is it the momentum that's going to take us to where we need to go? Well, I think that's what Bill's talking about. Okay, I think what we have to do is really have the mentality and understand that our business is a balanced program. So before I get into it, guys, let me do some house cleaning stuff real quick. We're getting a lot of great feedback from the webinars, so I want to make sure everybody knows today at 12 o'clock Pacific time, and tonight at 6, not 5, 6. So that would be 3 and 9 on the East Coast. So two more webinars. We will have the full webinar schedule out today for next week, so you guys can promote for those. We are having a big event tomorrow in Costa Mesa at the Hilton. We should take occupancy of our new training center today. We should get the keys. So we're hoping and keeping our fingers crossed that our next big event will be at the training center next week. So that's something exciting for everybody to be marketing, that the first training center will be open this week. So just some housekeeping stuff. But going back to what Bill was talking about, you know, in our business, you know, we have to understand, we have to keep our business, your business, balanced. And what is different here is this. In a traditional business, a business that I came from where I had a product that was a consumable, right, I had to keep it balanced based on consumers and distributors. In a lot of companies, the end user is the distributor, right? And if the distributor leaves the company, they usually stop using the company's products. Well, we have to know that over here, there's two sides to our business. There's the merchant side, and there's the distributor side. And I talked about it last week. We never want to take our eyes off the distributor ball. Agent, however you want to call it, agent or distributor. So we know that we're going to need a lot of people that are going out there getting the merchants. So if I have to, if I had to say my logic, Lisa and I, our focus every day is this. We are right now in distributor mode. We know we're going to need lots of people because if we're going to capture those 100,000, we need a lot of agents out there. And when you look at the cost of entry for our company, that is not an issue. By the way, we are staying at $299. There's some programming that has to be done. So let's all make the assumption we still have the $299 through next week. Because I talked to Rick Lindsay, and he said that there's some stuff that we have to do from a programming standpoint. So use that as urgency, the urgency to get people involved. But that should never, ever, ever be something that stops somebody from getting involved. Because if you look at the cost of doing business in any other traditional company, okay, this is ridiculous, $299. I remember when they first told me what it cost to get involved. I mean, I thought they said $29,000. That really is the value of what we have. So we got to add as many agents as possible. That's got to be the focus. Now, the tipping point, what does that mean? Okay, well, when you get momentum, like I said earlier, you never want to let momentum go because if you do, it doesn't. You don't start back up where you ended off. You got to go all the way back to the starting line whenever you mess with momentum, guys. We got to keep the urgency, right? And it all starts with, first and foremost, having mastery over self. Okay? It's us and our inner motivation. See, it's not company motivation, it's what makes us tick. And it starts with when you open your eyes in the morning, are you excited about Affinity 24? I'm telling you literally, I can't wait to get up because I know really what we have in our hands. And that's what gets me going. I know Lisa's the exact same way. We haven't felt like this, really, in over 15 years. Okay, we haven't felt the excitement of what we really have, because this doesn't come along very often, guys. And if we have that over ourselves, other people will catch that fire. It's ignorance on fire is really what it is for me and Lisa, because we don't know about merchant services. Okay, all I know is this. I hand my credit card, I swipe it, I put some PIN code in. I don't know what happens. Doesn't make a difference, does it? I know one thing. Everybody needs what we have. And the way that you're going to continue that momentum, right, is learning from your adversity. I love this, and Bill said it. We want to hear from you on these calls. I don't need you guys to give us a rah-rah speech. Okay, what we need is for you to tell us what is going on in the field. You know what I like to hear? I like to hear the failures. Yes, you heard me right. I like to hear the failures. I know my distributors who call me, they tell me good and bad. If they don't call me, that's where there's a problem. If I don't hear from somebody for 24 hours, I say to myself, problem. If I don't hear from a particular distributor for 48 hours, okay, now the warning light goes on. 72 hours, I know in my mind that distributor is incubating. Remember that training I did? Some people quit, some people incubate, some people build it big. Well, the people that are building it big, you hear from them every day. And guess what? They'll call me and tell me what went right, what went wrong. I love when I hear what went wrong. Because if they're not failing, there's no way to get better. If they're not sailing, there's no way they're going to build a business. I love the failures. That's what we need to hear. Okay, tell me the objection somebody gave you. Right? Tell me why you didn't get to the next step with that person. Why is it that person showed up to a meeting and didn't do it? Okay, this is how you learn. Because, guys, listen, if you are sharing your failures, the failures have no power over you. The biggest fear for people is the fear of failure. Let me give you a book, okay? And let me recite the first part of the book. Okay, the book is called Outwitting the Devil. Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. Okay, the same gentleman that wrote Think and Grow Rich, which is the Bible of personal development. Okay, the premise of the book is this. It's Napoleon Hill having a sit-down with the devil. And the book starts off like this. Napoleon Hill is interviewing the devil. And he says to the devil, he said, listen, I know you have mastery over a lot of people. He goes, so I want to know your insight on what makes people go tick. He said, I want you to be as honest as you can with your answers. And the devil said to Napoleon Hill, he said, before I agree to answer all your questions truthfully, you must address me as your majesty. And Napoleon Hill was kind of taken aback. He said, what gives you the right to ask me to address you, the devil, as your majesty? You know what he said? This still gives me chills. The answer. The devil said, you must address me as your majesty because I control 98% of the people. Do you guys hear me? I control 98% of the people. Because 98% of the people don't have any definiteness of purpose. 98% of the people have no mastery over self. 98% of the people okay, do not learn from adversity because of fear of failure. 98% of the people have an environmental influence. That's a negative one. So you have to understand that's most people. Well, if we understand that, it's mastery over self first. And then the book goes on. Okay, it's an amazing read if you guys want to get it. Okay, and what he talks about is most people are drifters. Right? Most people just drift. Right? It's like a candle in the wind. Right? Wherever the wind blows is where they go. See, what I believe right now is we have a purpose. We have a vision. We all got to march behind where we want to take this company. And it starts with what? Excuse me. One person at a time. It starts with a daily plan. Starting today, right now. Okay, you guys are on the phone. You're listening. But now, when we hang up, what is it you're going to do for your business that we say we want to grow to be a, the next billion-dollar story? One person at a time. One person at a time. How many new people am I going to bring into my business every day? Right? Every day. Okay, it's not, this is something that we, the mentality we have to have. We have to have a schedule. I have a schedule. I know exactly what I'm going to do when I leave here today. Okay? I have to go to the office. I'm meeting with two people. Okay? At the office, because these are two people that are potential agents. I then have to do some things, okay, at the office because we're opening the new office. Then I have a 12 o'clock webinar. I know Lisa is planning to go out there, okay, and talk to six merchants today. She has it lined up. Tonight she has a networking event at our home. There's going to be 30 women coming over, and all 30 women in this networking group own a business. But they're coming to the house, okay, for wine and cheese. So this is Lisa's chance to network. I'm just sharing you what we're doing. Okay, so I know today, my goal today, Lisa and Jeff's goal, okay, is this. We want to bring in three new agents. We have it lined up, three new agents, and I know we're going to talk to 35 merchants. That's our plan today. Okay, because we have to have a plan, because if there's no plan, guess what we do? We do nothing. And the other thing, guys, is this. This is a business of getting out of your house. Yeah, you can make phone calls. You can network over the internet, right? You can get people and promote the webinar. But at some point, we have to have our daily game plan to get out of the house and talk to people. Okay, especially if a lot of you who say this, I'm through my warm market. I don't believe that, first of all, that anybody's through their warm market. But it's a matter of making a connection. Because watch this. How many people have people in their warm market that you haven't talked to in 3 months? 6 months? A year? There's something called reconnecting. Reconnecting and redeveloping the relationship. The last thing you want to do with somebody you haven't talked to in a while is call them up and say, listen, I found a business. I want you to get on a webinar. You do that with your really hot market, the people that you talk to every day, right? But you got to reconnect sometimes with people. And it may be just, hey, man, it's a new year. I was thinking about you. And I know we haven't talked in a while, okay, and maybe you have a short conversation on the phone. And maybe then schedule a lunch or getting together to, you know, play some type of a sport. Whatever you do, there's something about reconnecting with certain people. Maybe that's a nugget some of you could use. I know there's people that we have to reconnect with. Right? But you guys, don't let people see you coming. Okay? Having that agenda. Because I guarantee you, when you reconnect with people, guess what happens? You should be sitting down and asking that person what's going on in their life. Finding out, once again, about their family, right? How their job is going. And eventually what you're saying to them is going to come around back to you. So then you could, without coming across as having an agenda, let people know why you're excited. See, that's all we do. Okay, when we're out there, you heard me say about last time, when someone asks you what's new, please tell them. Please tell them what's new. Okay, they're going to see a new excitement in you. This is how you create this momentum. It's every day. It's not like I'm going to turn it on today. No, you can't turn it. You cannot turn momentum on and off. You can't. But once you have it, I'm telling you, I've seen it in the industry. People who get a little bit of momentum go from $0 to $20,000, $30,000 a month. That's what good momentum can do for you. But that momentum is created by the attitude we have when we wake up in the morning. Got to eliminate all distractions, guys, because here's a big philosophy of mine. All distractions are equal. Right? We know that. So we have to figure out, right, what we have to do every day to create a success story. We want to have something that we can share with people before we go to bed. What did you do yesterday? Think about this, guys. What did you do yesterday that helped your business move forward? Okay, I know for a fact I did two webinars. I did three-way calls. Okay, and I had one person over to the house, and we got two agents yesterday. Okay, that was yesterday. That was New Year's Day. Why? Because I'm open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Okay, I had people calling me after the webinar. Okay, people from Alabama, I had the person call me up. He goes, do you mind if I have a question for you? I was on the phone call with that person for a half hour. Okay, just getting their head right because they wanted to talk. That's when you know you got somebody. Can you please call me? This is how you identify your leadership. Okay, remember, 24, 48, 72 hours. That's why you always got to give new birth. Every day we all got to be giving new birth. We've got to take our distributor base from where it is to over 1,000. Okay, I believe we're at about, I'm not sure the exact number, it's about 400. We gotta go 2.5 times in January. We gotta have a 1,200 sales force, okay, going into February. Okay, this is how we're going to get right through the tipping point that Bill was talking about. So you know, those are just a couple of things, guys, off the top of my head. But you know, I know there might be some people in the queue. So let me challenge the people that are going to come up here. Tell us what you've done, one good thing, right, that has helped your business, and tell me something that was a challenge for you. Not an objection. There's challenges. So, Bill, I don't know who we have in the queue, but I'd like to hear what people are facing, whether it be from an agent standpoint, objections there, or from the field.
All right, I know we've got a couple people that have chimed in. Looks like we've got Mr. Jimmy Lyon standing by from Mobile, Alabama. Good morning, Jimmy. Happy New Year.
Good morning, guys, and Happy New Year to everybody. I wanted to let you know that we installed a terminal this morning at a cosmetic dentist office, Dr. Bud Rogers, here in Mobile. And we tried to install it actually earlier this week, but we had some problems. Evidently, it was damaged in shipping. And I worked on it actually close to 3 hours trying to get it reprogrammed. But I talked to Nikki Logan, Nick's daughter out in California, and she ordered us another one, had it overnighted. and was great to work with, and we installed it this morning, and it worked like a champ. And I ran $50 through there myself on my credit card because I've got to get a cap put back on that came out over the holidays. So that's the second terminal we have in Mobile that I know of. We have one that Gary Elvis installed at his uncle's hot dog stand on Dolphin Island Parkway. So it's really pretty easy. When they come programmed, you just plug them in, and they're good to go. So we just have to get out and talk to more people. And I'm excited that Cornerstone offers a $500, you know, check if they cannot beat the total price. And I don't think they've ever had to pay a $500 check. But it was interesting to see on Bud's terminal, we call him Bud, his bill, he was getting charged $19.95 a month for what they call PCI compliance. And that's pretty expensive. And he was also paying another $60 for insurance to cover PCI compliance some other way. So he was getting gigged. And so with Cornerstone, they don't have any charges for PCI compliance. So that's a money saver right there, much less the rate. So when you look at a bill, that's why it's nice to get them to analyze it. You'll learn a lot of stuff. And it's really impressive when they send the letter back and show you how much you can save your client. So with that, we just need more successes, and let's build on those successes, guys, and have a great year.
Hey, stay on the phone with me. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask a couple of questions. Okay.
Because
first of all, congratulations. That's what I'm talking about, guys. That's what I'm talking about. First one didn't work. Second one did work. Works like a champ. Now, who was this? Was this a warm market person that you had?
Well, actually, Kerry Cannon and I are both friends with Bud Rogers. We go to church together, and Kerry's played a lot of sports with Bud. But I went over there. I sponsored Kerry into Affinity 24, and Kerry had a procedure done on his head this week, and so I didn't know if he was going to be able to be there. And plus, I wanted to go out there and help him with it anyway. I'm a little bit more tech-savvy than Kerry, and so I was able to, you know, we went through 2 or 3 hours of programming, trying to get it programmed, talking to people in California. We ended up talking to people in Dallas, Nashville, Omaha, and the determination came up with, just to let everybody know, the reason the machine didn't work, even though it was pre-programmed, they had what they call a public some kind of something inside the machine that wasn't working, and we couldn't reprogram it, and evidently it was damaged in shipping. So that was the problem. That's why they overnighted the new one to us. And like I said, it worked like a champ.
Wow.
So
okay, so it was a warm market contact with for Kerry, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
And
then
Kerry's looking to parlay that one into other dentists and doctors' offices. So that's the power of what we're doing. If you can go to your warm market and get one or two terminals installed and do them a good job and service them like we did, then we'll get more referrals. And think about it, guys. Every time they swipe that card, you're going to make a little bit of money. And that's true residual income. So if you're wanting to make true residual income, how many times can you go talk to people that have a credit card processing system? And most everybody does. So it's just I'm looking forward to doing the what they call the chip and sign, the new one. So I can't wait to get that and start going around showing people. And I know there's thousands of those out in the marketplace too.
There's a saying on SportsCenter by one of my favorite anchors called Stuart Scott. And it's one of his favorite sayings is booyah. And booyah means you hit the nail on the head. I mean, this is the expert, the person who is doing the business, but that is what we're talking about, making a successful install, and then you got it, getting the referrals. That could lead you to 10 other terminals. That's the key to the business, guys. This is somebody out there doing the business, helping his downline. On top of that's another story to tell. So the person who actually had the contact got sick, but the upline stepped in to help with the install. See, this is what we're talking about, guys. These are the stories that are going to define Affinity 24. That one hit the nail on the head. Thank you so much. Who else
You're
is
welcome.
Out there, Bill?
Hey, appreciate you, Jimmy, very much. And, you know, guys, also, Jeff, you know, Jimmy's a top real estate agent. You know, these guys know everybody. So, guys, who do you know, like a Jimmy Lyon or a Kerry Cannon that's out there in your marketplace? You know, be thinking, you know, use these calls to write these nuggets of information down. We've got Mr. We got a couple more folks here in the queue. Mr. Mike Livingston from South Atlanta on the phone this morning. Good morning, Mike. Happy New Year.
Hey, good morning, Bill. I had to unmute myself. Sorry, but I'm actually on the highway. The road noise may be a little bit. I'm actually going to meet with a buddy of mine right now that's an office manager for a medical facility over in close to where I live. I'm going to talk to him about the credit card processing. You know, I think, you know, Jeff hit it on the head. I mean, we got to get out there and get in our warm market and then just get one or two. And then get the referrals, and I think it can go from there. I was talking to you the other day with my auto mechanic, and this guy likes to use the Square. He likes it mainly because there's no contract, and it's really easy for him to do. But, you know, I mentioned to him that we had a program to save him up to 39%. I asked him, do you process over $2,000 a month? Which is what, you know, Rick Lindsay was teaching us at the class in West Palm. You know, if they process over $2,000 a month, then you can save these guys approximately 39%, you know, because they're paying a flat 2.75 Square on every transaction. They don't have the customer service like we have with our mobile reader program. I mean, we're going to give them basically a tier one service, which they don't have with Square, and they're not EMV compliant. So that, you know, so those things, I think they're very exciting. It's just getting out here into the marketplace and getting it done. Now it's the first of the year. You know, I've got my goals in front of me. I got to get out here and get this thing done. Like I said, I'm on my way to the appointment right now. I got your text. I wanted to chime in real quick.
Mike. I love that. On his way to an appointment. But, you know, this Bill makes a good point, guys. And this is what we talk about all the time when we are on the webinars. If you've been on any webinar, at the end, I say there's three ways somebody could fit into our system. They could be someone that's active. They could be a connector. So let's stay with that one for 1 second. When you get somebody in your business with influence, they can open up a lot of doors for you. They may not do the business, right? They may not be actively coming to meetings and on blog talk and on the webinars, but if you got somebody that has influence working with somebody that really wants to work the business, that is a win-win situation. You guys have heard the story. We sponsored Greg Norman in our other company, The Shark. Greg Norman wasn't doing meetings, but you know Greg Norman every single week led me to 10, 12 people? Because of his influence, he said, listen, I started another project because I believe in multiple streams of incomes. I'm working with a very successful dude. His name is Jeff Giamalva. Take his call. That's all he did. I'm working with a very successful dude. He used to say that. His name is Jeff Giamalva. Take his call. He's a connector. But he did a lot of business connecting me. This is what Bill was talking about. The guy with influence in real estate. Right? You know how many doors could be open when you network through their contacts? It's all identifying. It's identifying what you got quickly. If you bring somebody in the business, you've got to identify, what is this person's purpose? Is he going to be a worker bee? Okay, let me tell you what a worker bee is. A worker bee is me and Lisa. We're worker bees. We're doing this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is what we do. But a worker bee working with a connector can make us all a fortune. That person may be just a connector. He may be somebody that wants to do what you do. He may be somebody that wants to be self-reliant and do his own three-way calls. You got to identify quickly what you got. But the key is, the absolute key is to make sure, worst case scenario, you never let a line die. When I sponsor somebody, that is a new business leg for me. In order to keep that business going, I have to figure out what I got. If I figure out I don't have much, I got to keep that person in long enough to lead me to somebody else that I can go to work with. You get the pot boiling at the bottom. You may not have a leader in that leg. You may have to go down 9 levels to find somebody that wants to go to work. But if everybody just did the bare minimum and led you to one agent and one merchant, that leg will never die. That's how you do it. And you do it, a lot of times you'll do it by having a connector lead you to multiple people because they have influence. We're investigators. That's what we do. We're investigators figuring out what we got. These are the stories I love. Is hearing the people that are out there doing it. Sorry, Bill, I get crazy sometimes, and I'm excited. Anybody else out there?
No, absolutely. Hang on one thing. I know we got Mr. Gary Britt in the queue, and Gary, again, he's out there, always on the road. Every time I talk to him, he's in a different place, working three-way calls. Him and one of his top gentlemen down in South Florida have been putting me on the phone with actually folks in my own backyard. I'm meeting a gentleman tomorrow night that's driving down from Nashville for Mr. Keith Lacey and also going to meet a gentleman at lunch today that one of their prospects. So I want to bring him on. Gary, got you live on
the phone. Hey, Bill, one thing you did say about Gary, and you're absolutely right, he's out there. Literally out there. Like gone. I'm laughing, guys. This is a joke. But I got to give Gary just a little bit of a razz. You know, go Bama.
Hey, I'm listening to you, Jeff.
I know you are, brother.
Hey, listen. I'm gonna second and third. Recommend exactly what we're talking about here is connectors, and you never know. Okay, if you hold back. And this is one of the things that that this call is all about. We had our conference call last night, New Year's night. We had the call New Year's Eve night. We're working through this because, folks, the last time I checked, nobody's getting any younger. Okay, this thing is a process. It's not an event. You have to look at it day by day by day by day. When you wake up in the morning. Okay, take care of your responsibilities first with your family, your loved ones, with the Lord. And then you strike out and you go and you talk to people, you smile, and you strike up new conversations. Want to just touch on the Philly events coming up January 9th, 10th, and 11th. Now, let me tell you, the reason you need to be there, okay, everybody on this call needs to be there. Okay, we're going to have Rick Lindsay, okay, he's the relationship manager from the home office. We're going to have Mr. Bill Resides is going to be there. Of course, myself, Mr. Chester Crawford is going to be there from the East Coast, Mr. Bill Neffel, Mr. Mike Klein. We've got a group of folks that are building rapidly. The reason you need to be there is because you need to see this in action. Okay, if you do not have a group of anywhere from 3 to 5 to 10 within a two-hour radius of where you are, you need to be in Philly. It's at the Wyndham Garden. All right, you can call and you can get a great room rate. The regular rates are like $139 a night. We got them half price, $71 a night until the 5th. Now, today's the 2nd, so you got 3 days left to get your rooms there. You don't need a car, okay? You fly into Philly Airport, and they've got a pickup there that is 24/7. Now, here's the thing. The reason you need to be there, too, is because we're going to have top professionals who show them what this business is all about. All right, there's a bad economy out there, folks. Every person that you know has got some problem that you don't know about. You just need to have more conversations. Find out who in your warm market, people that are looking for an opportunity, or like Jeff says, are they open to, are they leaving their options open? Their financial options, are they open, okay? Are you open to talk about it? All right, so the thing in Philly we're going to do on Friday night, 6 to 9, we're going to have a business opportunity like none other. We're going to have the latest, the greatest information, and this is where you need to be because you're going to find out how the pros are doing this. Okay, on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., we're going to have training the whole day. We're going to break for lunch, but we're going to have training the whole day, and it's going to be role-playing. Yeah, role-playing. That's what enough of us don't do. Role-playing from the standpoint of everybody in the room is going to have a chance to go through the conversational sales with Rick Lindsay, with Bill Resines, with myself, with Chester, with Bill Neffel, with Mike Klein. What we do on a daily basis is we conversationally sell. You talk to people. You do the FORM, okay, your family, your organization, your recreation, and your motivation. What makes you move day by day by day? You can strike up conversations, and then in less than 5 minutes, you've got a friend for life. We need this, what we're doing here in Philly. We need you to understand that when you go, you're going to pick up information that's going to change your financial situation for the better. And then on Sunday, we're going to have an optional worship service in the morning. And then from 2 to 4, we're going to have leadership training. So in that three-day period, you're going to walk away with more information than you can get on your own, folks. That's why these meetings are so vital. In California, Costa Mesa, tomorrow, we've got all of the folks, the things that we're doing now. We're not doing it because we've got nothing better to do. We're doing it because it's the only thing that we've got to do. Okay, that's the push we've got here. We've got a three stream income. It's actually six. We've got a financial opportunity like none other. You cannot get into the credit card system today without an inlet like we have, the connection through Nick Logan, through Garrett Logan. These connections, they've taken 20 and 30 and 40 years to put together for us. What we have here is something that is so ridiculously, incredibly inexpensive to get into. That's part of our problem. But the other part of our problem is we don't want to sit back and wait. All right, if you wait, okay, then you're missing opportunities. And you know what? How would you like it if 3 or 4 months later a fellow comes up and says, you know, that fellow told me about this and didn't really say much, and then I sponsored it, and we're making $2, $3, and $4 million a year now. Thank you so much for telling us. We don't want to hear, but I'd rather hear it the other way around. Hey, I'm glad I got in. But anyway, Bill, I'm going to turn it back to you, but you want to go to Eventbrite for your tickets. Okay, that's at affinity24-philly.eventbrite.com. That's affinity24-philly.eventbrite.com, eventbrite.com, and it's $10 for the distributor. If you're a husband and wife, it's five apiece, so it's $10 per team, and that's going to get you in all day Friday and then $10 all day Saturday, and Sunday is free. But we want to see you out there. We want to show you exactly what we're doing so that you can go out there and spread the word. Bill, back to you. And, Jeff, great job, boss.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Bill. Let me chime in on what Gary said. I'm going to contradict one thing. Okay, he said within 3 hours of Philly. Guys, we're a startup company. We're a startup company. Okay, you got to take the United States and divide it in the middle. Okay, I think we're divided. We're at where? Chicago? Okay, let's say that's the middle, Texas, over. If you're on that half of the United States from Chicago over, I don't care where you are, you need to get to that event. Why? Because it's the event right now. It's not like we have right now different events in every city. Okay, we have to promote whatever we're going to be at. If the company's somewhere for 2 days and you have that desire, okay, you got to get there. You got to get there. These are the events that are going to shape our company for the future. So I'm telling you, if you are within a 10-hour drive, 12-hour drive, okay, or a flight, whatever it may be, that's the most important event right now. And we're going to be looking, we are looking for leadership. I'm sending this message in every webinar. We need to get into every city, every state. How are we going to determine that? Well, how did Gary determine Philadelphia? There's a leader there, Chester. I remember I was sitting there, we were having a glass of wine, and Gary's telling us about Philly. He starts telling us about this guy Chester who's going to fill up the room. Well, that's why Chester got Gary's attention, because he's someone that's building. Well, how many builders are on this call? You want us to come to your city or your state? Okay, can you put 10 people in the system? You got to get your leader's attention. I have a guy said, listen, I will put 10 people, new agents, in the system this week. And I could put 30 people in a room. Well, guess what? I got to go out there, and I got to see if that guy is going to do what he says he's going to do. I'm looking for the person that wants to step out, okay, and say, I'm the guy. I'm looking for the guy. We're all looking for the guy. They're out there. That's how you get it. And that's why once someone steps out, we support it as a team. Why? Because of what Mr. Reside said. Momentum. You think we're not going to create momentum in Philly? Well, watch where the momentum from Philly leads us. We'll be in New York. We'll be in Boston. Why? Because leadership is going to emerge. We have to. It's like a grass fire, guys. You light it, it just goes. So we need people to step up. And we need to put 300 people in that room in Philly. I don't know what he's set up for, but there should be no less than 300 people there. Standing room only. Let people see what's happening. And that's how you do it. You have to support the company events right now. Everybody, we're always going to have two or three big company events. But right now, every event is a company event. Every event needs to be something supported. And so if you're in the business, you need to support it. Because here's the deal. When you're having a good week, the meeting needs you. When you're having a bad week, you need the meeting. You always got to stay in touch with your company. We should all say that. This is our company. Affinity 24 is our company. Okay? It's not their company. It's our company. We are forming it right now. We're forming the culture, and we're forming the momentum. So, Gary, thank you. I know that's going to be a great event, and we need to really promote, and I will promote every time we do any type of a call or meeting.
Hey, guys, I got a couple more in the queue real quick I want to get to. Guys, we got about 12 minutes left on the call. Let's go down to Mr. Steve Cobb in South Georgia. Hey, good morning, Steve. Got you live on Blog Talk. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, Mr. Reside and all the team. I'm listening in. I really did not realize I had pushed Blog Talk, but I will share with you. I was cruising down I-75 and tossed a tire off my trailer. And so I've been underneath the trailer doing repairs and trying to get back on the road here, but it didn't stand in the way of me putting in my earbuds and listening to Blog Talk, because I just think that's one of the things that if you're involved with the program, you got to keep up the speed and keep up what's going on. So I appreciate Jeff and all that y'all are doing. And the second thing is I have now got my second merchant that I got paperwork for yesterday, and so that's going in later this afternoon when I get back to the office. So I'm excited. But anyway, y'all carry on.
Wow.
Thanks, Steve.
The guy's under his trailer, and he's listening to Blog Talk.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's exactly what we're talking about, right, Bill?
That's exactly what we're talking about. He must have hit one by accident because he was in the queue. So, Steve,
yeah,
don't let that fall on you, buddy.
No, I appreciate it.
Let's go to Mr. George Sonos. The guys, we were talking about professions. We're talking about influence, you know, that scale, that chicken list of 1 to 10, you know, top realtors, attorneys. You know, I don't know if you've ever met George Sonos, but this guy stands probably 6'4" or 6'5", you know, very intimidating. You know, he would be one of those that would definitely be on my chicken list. But George is a great guy. He's put us in front of a lot of really good people, done some tremendous three-way calls with him, and I want to bring him on real quick. Hey, George, Happy New Year. Got you live on Blog Talk.
Yeah. Happy New Year, Bill. Yeah, I certainly appreciate being having this opportunity to get on the phone and to listen to all the blog talks and the training that we have. This is certainly a whole lot different from what we've been used to with the other company. But Jeff's doing a wonderful job, and everybody is really moving forward. And the point is, we got this a product that can help not only just everyday merchants, but also there are many professionals that you deal with, such as your attorneys and accountants and CPAs and different people who also accept credit cards, who also have interest in the charities around town, and who are very knowledgeable and very influential and can put you in front of people. They probably will not be a little bit resistant to coming in and actually doing the business. But you can certainly use them as a referral to get to the people and the decision makers that you need to do this business. And with all the other parts and components coming in this year, and when we launch in April, it's you need to get in front of those people now. So if you use, if you have an attorney you use or you know, or you can go to that person, use your, you know, your CPA, your accountant, your doctor. You know, just tell them what you're doing. And I found that most of the professionals that I approach are very interested in the core donate portion, but they also want to lower their processing fees and merchant costs. So don't shy away from people just because they are professionals. They are interested in saving money just like everybody else is, and they're interested in doing good in this world and in this country, just like we are. So that's my piece of advice. They are just go out there and do it, and I think you'll be surprised at how receptive people are in the various professions to what we're doing. So that's it. So
hey George,
wish everybody a happy New Year. Yeah. Yeah.
Happy New Year. Thank you for coming on. Guys, and, you know, something I want to say, you know, when I was talking with George down at the West Palm event, you know, something we don't think about, these attorneys, you know, they take a lot of money on credit cards. And typically, Jeff, you know, they're keying it in. So they pay a keyed rate, not a swipe rate. Because a lot of folks calling in, they'll put them into the secretary and they'll put $10,000 retainer or $20,000 retainer right there on their credit card. And they're paying a quite a bit higher rate than the norm. So a good opportunity. Who's your attorney, guys? Who are you using for a CPA? These guys take credit cards, and it gives you a great time right now, especially like you said with April coming up, tax time. You know, get in front of these folks. Let's go to George K down in West Palm is in the queue. Good morning, George. Happy New Year. Got you live on Blog Talk.
Well, I want to wish everybody a happy New Year, and it's great to see the leadership step up. And, of course, I'm grateful and thankful for our team and certainly as an Lion team. And Steve Cobb, I wish we had a New Year. Obviously, he's on it, even though he's fixing the vehicle. And I know how busy George Sonos is, but he takes the time because these calls are important. And certainly I appreciate each and every one of the people that is on this call, and some are sharing their information, some aren't. But I can tell you the biggest thing here is even over the holidays, which on New Year's Eve, we actually invited to a couple of parties. And in each case, we went to the parties we went to. And the dialogue is really easy to open, especially when you care about other people instead of yourself. And you reach out with, you know, what they're doing, what their profession is, how are things going. And from that, we've got several people that are very interested in our state. And I'm actually going to be following up with next week. But we also have a big event where I'm going to be one of the people that sponsors for FA24 in front of about 300 to 400 people in West Palm Beach in January, middle of January. So that's going to be very exciting. We're one of the companies that's able to present at that, and we'll have a table there as well with our team. So very exciting what's about to take place. We're looking for business-minded salespeople. I'm not looking for everyone. We're looking for the right team to assemble, and of course we know the space that we're in and the timing is everything. And right now everybody you talk to is keeping their options open, because let's face it, I talked to doctors this past weekend, and they're in the plan B, but now they're looking for their plan B, which obviously they're looking for a plan A, because being a doctor is not what it used to be. with all the insurance costs and everything else. So a lot of professionals are really keeping their business options open. And I think the more successful someone is, the more they keep their business options open. So make sure you hit that chicken list, and anything I can do to help here in South Florida, don't hesitate to contact me. Once again, I wish everyone a happy, healthy, prosperous new year, and back to you, Bill.
Hey, thanks, hey, George. Bill? Yes, sir.
So, this is the type of call that we need to have with Blog Talk guys. And, you know, I think the format as we move forward, you know, we'll do some type of a leadership training in the first part of it. But I think the last 15 minutes of every Blog Talk needs to be exactly what we're hearing here, because I'm going to utilize Blog Talk as a tool, and I'll put anybody on Blog Talk. If I have a prospect, listen to Blog Talk. If I have a distributor, listen to Blog Talk. My logic, my philosophy has always been, whatever the company is providing, okay, there's nothing off limits. If there's a training, training sells just like an opportunity presentation sells. So if someone can get in here, get some personal development, and hear from the field, this is going to be a very valuable tool. So we got to get all the success stories so people can hear all these different things that people are doing. Like Bill said, hey, great niche, attorneys. Why? Well, because they have a high ticket item and they key in. I just learned something. So it just gets people thinking. So when they hang up, they go out there and do. So I love the format that what we had today was, you know, a little bit of training, a little bit of development, and then let's hear from the field. Go ahead, Bill. I'm sorry.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. We got about 3 minutes. I know we got Mr. Bill Neffel from Philly in the queue. I want to get to him before we end the call. So hold on 1 second. Let me get him unmuted. Hey, Bill, got you live on Blog Talk. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you. And I'd just like to thank Jeff for those webinars, because what he's saying is actually true. I was talking with my warm market about, because they were asking me what I was doing, and I talked to the one, and he watched the webinar on the one night, and then he got back with me, and he says, I'm going to watch it again the next night. And after he did, he was explaining to me that he works for a company that has 64 stores that were in the process of talking about the EMV, and he says this would actually work very well for them. And I said, well, just let me know what time you want to get in contact with these people. And I told him, I said, you know, these people are accessible, you know, whether it's Gary, yourself, or Jeff, or Rick Lindsay. And I said, this person will be able to explain to you how we can help you. And he was more than ecstatic about the whole thing. And, again, I want to thank Jeff again for these webinars, because they absolutely work.
Hey, thank you, Bill. Jeff, got a minute left. Call's all yours to close it out. Go ahead and take back over.
Okay. Well, just to close up, guys, you know, it's the start of a new year. We got the greatest opportunity in the world. Let's promote the 12 o'clock webinar today. I could see the attendance is increasing. Here's the good news. The webinars, the attendance is increasing, not with just new prospects, but the distributor base supports those webinars also. So, guys, when on Monday we are going to put together, you know, our webinar schedule. You'll have that in your hands to keep the momentum going. But remember, the Philly event, if you have people in California, we're here tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Hilton Costa Mesa. But make this a great day. Let's work through the weekend, guys. I'm telling you, I am so encouraged after today's call, because I know people are out there working every minute to grow their Affinity 24 business. So I thank you, and I look forward to talking to everybody in 3 hours.
Thank you, Jeff. Guys, great call today. Same time, same place, Monday. Again, you know, today's the second. I know one of your New Year's resolutions is to make it happen, you know, to make more money. Well, it starts to check up from the neck up. Guys, appreciate each and every one of you. Again, the link that got you here today also gets you to the archive. So make sure that your team gets the archive, And, guys, every one of these calls recorded. See you same time, same place Monday.